This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this week we're talking about Black Mirror.
Woo!
I don't know why I got so excited about Black Mirror.
And I don't know why it was in the form of like a teenage cheerleader.
Woo! I don't know.
Woo-hoo! You did the whole hand thing in the air.
So I watched season 3 of Jessica Jones over the weekend.
Okay.
So this is it for the Marvel Netflix shows, right? There's not going to be another season.
So does it go out with a whimper?
No, it actually was a pretty decent season. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So I'm also a little biased because I've been probably more partial to the Jessica Jones series as a whole than any of them. So, but yeah. And I love Kristen Ritter. I think she's awesome. I always get excited when I see her. And stuff, and I think she was a great Jessica Jones. So,
Mike Coulter, I never had a problem with her.
Mike Coulter makes a tiny cameo. That's about it. So,
okay.
I don't know. I think in the long run, when we look back on the Netflix series, it's just going to be about just the failure for them to like adequately cross over after everyone had been introduced. By keeping everything
you mean like
so
a better Defenders?
Not just the Defenders, but just keeping everything so siloed here and there. Like Danny Rand gets mentioned. I mean, what is Finn Jones doing that he couldn't have shown up in an episode of Jessica Jones? I mean, I don't know what Charlie Cox is doing to have Daredevil show up and,
I know what it is. They have to pay him if they show up.
That's true. Very true. But anyway.
They didn't want to pay to produce the series anymore.
Nope.
So.
But I did like it.
They got to pay for all these Bollywood movies.
Oh, God.
You're not kidding.
I mean, like, if you go to, like, do you ever go to justwatch.com? Do you know that website?
No.
So, okay. Nah, Just Watch isn't sponsoring the site, but or this episode. But Just Watch is
they'd like to.
Yeah, give us a call. It's an aggregator site where you go and it shows you everything new that day.
Okay.
And, like, it usually has, like, a couple weeks back so you can go through and look.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the first through the third of the month and like the middle through the like 15th through the 17th
right, yeah.
of the month usually have a lot of stuff. And then there's like one or two shows here and there. And lately, like you'll get to, there's like two or three like American shows, for lack of a better phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And then 30 Bollywood things on there.
And it's just stuff that's on or stuff that's people
like
watching?
Being added. It's what's been added.
Oh, it's just what
it
being
so,
added.
Yeah, it doesn't show what's
coming.
Well, I can
off. See that when I go to... newly added, and
so
you're going down the list,
right.
And you're just like at a certain point, you're like, wait a minute, this is all Bollywood. It's like,
I'm checking my VPN, like, wait, what country does this think I'm in right now?
Yeah, like, hey, is Star Trek Discovery on? Could I watch that?
Yes,
no, I'm just, I don't know what that deal is because obviously they have to pay for to play those,
yeah,
and then I'm like. Shouldn't you just produce more original content and not post so many Bollywood movies?
I think there's so many Indian people in America now that like it makes sense from a business model. But
yes, but
again,
you know,
they all use VPNs anyway. So like,
if you're
going to
do that, then
background.
Produce original Bollywood films.
That'd be cool.
And people would watch them because, you know, then it's, you know, all new original stuff.
Yeah.
It's not stuff
just corner the market,
you know, because even Indians and everybody else see reruns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's favorites. And, you know, I've never watched a Bollywood movie, but, you know, I've never watched any Bollywood movies. Maybe I should watch a Bollywood movie.
They're actually pretty good, and not just the Bollywood like musically type ones that you see as the stereotype.
I mean, the only thing close to a Bollywood movie I've ever seen is Slumdog Millionaire. So,
not even close, man.
The best exotic marigold hotel, and but you know,
there's a director. His name is Shekhar Kapoor. He had a movie called The Bandit Queen.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Well, sure, it's just one of those things where it's like. It's already everybody's like,
yeah.
Hey, you should watch this. Hey, you should watch this.
And yeah, I get that a lot at work. You know,
I don't work with a lot of Indian
where
people.
I'm the converse. Like,
I don't work with any Indian people now. I used to work with Indian people.
I'm gonna say
do
this.
Do you
with
work
the,
with Indian people?
Yeah. So I'm gonna say this with the understanding. Like, I by no means know what it feels like to be a minority, but like at work,
yeah,
I am the minority.
Sure.
So,
sure.
It's funny and it's great. I mean, and it's interesting working with different people.
Been like that before.
Yeah, when you were at the bank.
No, when I was in high school. I mean, it was more of a African American community, and high school was more populated by.
I know. I remember when you first told me where you went. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I was really surprised by that. Because I had done.
I had a very good audio video journalism class, and. Just branched off of what I went to school for in junior high school. Was that school was linked right to it, so it was interesting
because it's not a vocational school necessarily.
No,
it's not necessarily like a typical college prep.
And I don't
high
know
school.
What they're even calling it anymore because
it's not the Hughes Center anymore.
It was Hughes Center when I went there, and I think it's just Hughes High School again.
So because
but
when
they have torn down the building that all the audio video journalism was in, so I don't know what happened to that, if they just ended that because the studios were up in the top floor of that and everything. So I'm like, that's probably gone. It was a model that was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
Because now schools do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was part of a thing called the Paideia method.
Yeah. But it wasn't a club, it was like curriculum.
It was like, literally that was the difference. Like literally I did freshman year at my junior high school. I did sophomore year there and did regular classes all of sophomore year. Junior year for three bells, which was the whole afternoon or the, you know, almost the whole morning. There were seven bells, seven classes.
Right.
And three of the classes you had were your journalism or your audio video journalism. And literally that was it. Like, so my last three bells of the day was print journalism in junior year and audio video journalism in senior year.
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah,
you know,
cause I did a project in college with kids from the Hughes Center and kids from Country Day. So,
And I mean, those programs are used in all schools now, but they're different even then. So, but it's where, you know, those make more sense if you want to put people on career paths.
Right.
Because like, during my time there was one group was just a math science, like what STEM is now. That was one school. So you spent three bells working math and science stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There was a medical that started like
the last for,
year
like,
I
the
was
nursing
there.
Stuff
yeah, for
and,
nursing
yep.
and all that. I forget what the other ones were. There was like four, and then the fifth one was the medical one when they added that. That was like my senior year that they added that, and it had maybe 10 kids in it that year. So
cool.
But, you know, it was like going to school with people you went to school with throughout your entire education.
Yeah, you were in a pod together.
But you didn't. You'd see them, but if they weren't in journalism, if they didn't choose the journalism part, you'd see them once in a while because they kept the journalism students together. They kept, and you know, it was strange.
It was like Hogwarts in a way.
It was interesting. Yeah, it kind of was because I mean, there was four groups.
Yep.
So, you know,
and you guys were 100% the Hufflepuffs.
I don't know. I would say journalism on a whole would be Slytherin.
Yeah.
And I fit in perfectly. So, you know.
Anyway, cool. All right.
I'm a Slytherin.
So nice little trip down memory lane. So this season of Black Mirror, let's start with Bandersnatch.
Sure.
So I was listening to the Watch podcast. I don't know if you ever listened to that one.
They're
or
not a sponsor either, but if they want to be.
yeah, the Watch. Hey, Ringer, sponsor us. they had Charlie and Annabelle, the creators of Black Mirror, on.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about Bandersnatch and how it was meant to be a part of season 5.
I guess where that would have been.
Because it was so unique in what they were doing, they decided to release it on its own.
With the interactivity and stuff like that, it made more sense for it to be its own thing.
Yep.
So
Bandersnatch was interesting for sure. The way it took you through the story, the 10-second time.
The thing where you got the pick was pretty neat.
I understand why it was only one of two choices, and that totally played into the story.
Right.
But it would have been neat to have. It was. It'd been nice to have had like a third choice at some point to just kind of throw it off.
Yeah, I think it was fine. I mean, I remember reading Choose Your Own Adventure books.
Yeah, I did too.
When I was younger, and I mean, this takes place in the 80s, so Choose Your Own Adventure was a thing.
Yeah, and this was chock full of Easter eggs.
Yeah. But mainly British.
Mainly British, yeah. But
now that's what I call music.
Yeah.
Because on cassette, right. I was like, wow, okay.
It was a lot of, instead of Easter eggs, they were Cadbury eggs because they're British.
Oh, nice.
There you go. Like Metalhead, the game studio made Metalhead as a game.
Yeah.
Which was interesting and fun. But yeah, it was one of those, I think, really good seasons that, or good episodes that made you think and wonder about the decisions you were making, and then kind of tied it all back into the story, which was really, really cool.
Now that kid that played Stefan,
yeah,
now that I'm looking at the IMDb, he was in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Okay,
so he was in Dunkirk, he was in We're the Millers, he was in a movie called Son of Rambo.
Okay, I've heard of that. Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, he's been in a ton of stuff. He was in the Maze Runner movies.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
not memorable movies anyway, so.
They're really not, but, you know, just as a reference point there. But, yeah, it was, like I said, I definitely enjoyed it. I really liked the kid that was the main character.
Stefan.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Stefan wasn't in the Maze Runner and that stuff. I was talking about Colin.
Who
you said.
Yeah, I'm not a favorite of.
Scratch, yeah. But, yeah, so Charlie Brooker and Annabelle Jones, like, went to Netflix and said, hey, we want to make an interactive movie, non-linear script and all that fun stuff. And they helped create the branch manager for Netflix, which they used for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and a Bear Grylls thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool, like, I'm definitely interested to see more of this kind of storytelling, mainly because
I need to go back and watch all these now for White Bear.
For White Bear?
Yeah, I never paid attention to White Bear, and yeah, I caught the Metalhead thing. Like, that was interesting.
Yeah,
but yeah, White Bear is like one of those things where I was reading trivia about this season and never really paid attention to it until this season. So,
yeah, ChooseCo, the company that founded the Choose Your Own Adventure book series by R.A. Montgomery, actually sued Netflix for using the term Choose Your Own Adventure.
Okay.
So
do they actually have the rights to that?
They
have the rights to Choose Your Own Adventure.
They said ChooseCo in 2016, or not, I guess Netflix started to negotiate with ChooseCo in 2016 to license the phrase for films and animated series. These did not pan out. Netflix has sought to have the suit summarily dismissed on a number of grounds related to trademark law and fair use allowances. So I can't remember the last time I saw a Choose Your Own Adventure book published.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that, like, you know, just mentioning the phrase should not be something that sparks a lawsuit. But who knows? I don't know. Was there anything that you found like surprising about the movie?
No. I mean, it was dark.
Yeah.
But I assume that one would be darker than most of them because it was Choose Your Own Adventure. and that, you know, just a lot of neat tips of the hat to stuff in the 80s and to stuff in the other Black Mirror episodes. So does this universe all exist together?
I don't know. I kind of felt like this was a conduit to the Black Mirror multiverse because of, you know, when Colin's talking about the decisions that you make and like splintering realities and, you know, when you would make your choice and then his day would reset.
Right.
And Colin would be the, we've had this, you know, conversation already. And, you know, that was
what was cool. That thing where he became more aware than he should have been.
Right.
About what was happening to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Colin was aware of it too, I think. So, but Colin was aware of it because of all the drugs he was taking and stuff like that.
And then, so I think the big fulcrum point has to be like when you're on the balcony.
Yeah.
And you decide who's going to jump. And I didn't go back and tell it to have Stefan jump.
If you would have had Stefan jump, it would have just reset.
Yeah.
Because when you kill him, that's what happens. I killed him on accident.
See, I never killed him. I
didn't do it with any intention of killing him. I picked something. And I don't even remember what I picked, but he was in the doctor's office doing a session.
Right.
And something happened and I picked, I think he was like the act, it would, they cut to where it was the show being filmed.
Okay.
I don't know if you had that happen.
No.
So I picked something and it literally cuts to the studio and it's the set. That's the psychiatrist's office and that, and the actor is losing it.
Okay.
Like literally, like he thinks he is Stefan.
Okay.
And that, and you choose something, and I chose it, and it backtracked me, and then it came back around, and it literally showed him sitting in the chair, not breathing, dead. A doctor taking his pulse, and saying he's dead, and it comes out, and his dad said like on his knees crying there, like next to him, and the doctor's just like sitting there shocked, the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And then it goes back again and restarts the day.
When he wakes up,
yeah. It restarts the day again.
So I did like how it was like,
it's like, what did I do? What did I do?
It was like 30% Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, yeah. There was the Groundhog Day element. You know, it was a little bit of the time travel element and a little bit of the voices in my head.
Did you get the one where
I liked having a conversation with him?
That was fun.
Yeah.
Did you get the one where he where it was him as a kid and it was a set? Did you get that one? Where is it? It's just been an experiment, and the doctor's
His
dad.
Where his dad is his experimenting on him.
Yeah, or that's not his dad. That's just a doctor, and his mom was taken away.
Right.
Because that was really his mom, and the whole thing was, will he go with her or not?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, that came up. Yeah, that was. It was just like, you know, because some of the answers are chosen for you.
Right.
And that, and if you go against it, you go against the program sometimes. Like the first time I turned down the job.
I did too.
Just because I was like, well, let's see what happens. Because they want me to pick.
Right.
To take the job.
Oh, wait, no. The first time I said yes.
See, I said no.
And
it took me back. It literally like went right back to him coming into the office again.
Okay. So when I said yes, Colin said bad idea.
Yeah.
And then it went through. And then my day restarted at the point where I could say no. And then when I said no, that's where he went off to do it at home.
Yeah.
Because when you say yes, it's the game is a colossal failure.
Right, yeah. It literally ran that the next time I said yes. And then it reset again. And I was like, well, what do you do? And then you do no, but it tells you, you know, I'll work on it at home.
Right.
And you've got this time to do it and all that type of stuff. And then he starts to become more and more unhinged. Like, I didn't choose to kill his father. There's a point where it asked you to kill his father. And I'm like, nah, I don't need to do that yet. I want to see where the story's going to go. Because I thought it would end earlier if I did that. And when I did kill his father, it did end earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was the one where it's bury the body or cut him up.
I didn't even make that. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, like, you bury him and the dog finds him.
Right.
And he gets arrested before he can do anything.
No, what happened with me when he finally kills him, because I chose something, then it makes him kill him. He calls the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And he tells her, I know this is a conspiracy,
yep.
You know, and the doctor, and he tells who he is, and they call the police. Cause when he's, they does, it doesn't show him cutting him up or anything. It shows him burying him in the flower bed. Yeah. And you can hear the sirens in the background.
So when he cuts him up.
And then it
up,
shows the game like, hey,
he's,
yeah.
He's got the saw and it makes that first cut, okay. And like blood spurts up. It was pretty gruesome.
Yeah. They didn't, that so. Wasn't in mine.
But so. Anyway, cool. So I think Bandersnatch was definitely like a nice, like I watched Bandersnatch last, but even had I watched it like first, it'd been a great little like palate cleanser from season 4, which I enjoyed,
yeah.
But just to get into season 5.
I didn't really feel like it so, like affected my
like,
opinion.
I don't know. It just got me ready
because
it was a little bit of a different series. The yeah. way they did stuff. Smithereens is one that had the second episode. There was no sci-fi element to it, really, which they don't really
it's
do a whole
a
lot.
It's not a sci-fi show.
Let me rephrase that. There wasn't a whole lot of technology to it necessarily.
No, there was. I mean, that's straight up. It's straight up in that story.
Okay, I missed something.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. So let's talk Striking Vipers with the one with Anthony Mackie first.
The one with like the cast of every Marvel and DC movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So. And it had Abby Mills from Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
That's who she was. Yeah.
Right.
She was in Shame with Michael Fassbender.
I recognized her and I wasn't sure who she was, so I had to look her up because I'm like, I know I've seen her and stuff before, but yeah, Anthony Mackie and Black Manta.
Yep.
And then Mantis is in there too.
Mm hmm.
So. What do you want to talk about that one?
This was a really interesting one. The whole like VR thing, like they're calling this like the follow up or the sequel to San Junipero.
Really?
Because of the virtual world. The other thing is Palm. How do you say her last name? Mantis.
Yeah, Mantis. Yeah.
So she was in there. This was, I don't know. It was really interesting. Like it has the whole like thing about like, what is sexuality? What is masculinity? What is fidelity in a relationship? What is monogamy? It was just a really cool look at that. And
well,
then,
just taking the step up from like a chat room,
yeah,
to what you can do now, anyways, with playing video games and talking to people, taking it to the next level where you're in the video game and you are the character. But what do you choose to do in the game? You could become...
Carl and Danny chose to bone down.
Well, I guess. I mean, it's that thing where it's like, was there an attraction there anyways? And just questions the line between reality and fantasy.
Right.
And that, I mean, you know, anything you use in your head is in your head, but once you start... doing it like that in a video game and that you're showing everybody else. It's Westworld, pretty much.
It was very similar
to
Westworld.
Yeah, it had a very Westworld type feel to it. So, I mean, it was interesting and that, and I thought Anthony Mackie was great.
Yeah.
In it,
I thought they both were.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody in this episode was great.
Yeah.
No, this was good. This was a really, really good episode. It was a great, like, first episode to this three pack.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it was really like.
I feel like even though sometimes they use the same story idea elements, they never repeat themselves.
They could do a good job of just kind of tipping it on.
Like calling this a sequel to something, I don't feel that.
Not a sequel necessarily, just like kind of a follow up.
I don't even feel like that. Like it was a follow up. I think it's just the idea of using that technology in a different way.
And with San Junipero, they were already dead.
Well, right.
So this was just their.
Yeah,
consciousness living on in the machine.
But it's that thing where it's like, you know, like I said, the difference between reality and fantasy, and then what is reality?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then you get into the Matrix conversations and that type of thing. But, you know, going into a video game and acting out something that you probably would have never acted out on your real world was an interesting idea and an interesting way to do it.
Yep. Yep, really cool, really really cool. And the fight, like their fight scenes, like the sets or the
I like the sets, like when they have, you know, had their relations in the one set, and it's literally the set where Game Over is in the middle of the in the street. And at one point when he's talking to him, her, he punches it.
Yeah.
And it blinks like a neon light, and then it just goes back to Game Over. But like literally the way that they shot, like, you know, the perspectives of the streets and that, and you're like, man, it's like really the technology and the reality of that technology is like kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guys who do the sets and do all the effects for the show. Or
Like, I thought, really like, cool the one where they were, like, up on top of the plateau was really cool.
Yeah.
And, like this, it was CG, mostly CG, and it looked great.
Right.
So,
yeah. But, I mean, their director of photography on that episode, like, on all of these episodes was really, like, their director of photography were really good at what they did. Because, like, I think they shot this in Brazil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that, like, that was Brazil. I didn't look to see it, but it looked like Brazil. So I was just like,
interesting.
Wow, it's like, you know, you're going all over the world to do sets and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm with it. So I don't remember, but I thought that looked like Brazil.
Hmm. Cool. Yeah, okay. So the next one, Smithereens, was Sherlock's brother. Minecraft.
That was a Minecraft?
Yeah.
That was Moriarty.
Oh, was it Moriarty?
Yeah, that's
Did
Moriarty.
I have that mixed up?
Yeah, that's Moriarty.
Oh, I had the actors mixed up. Yeah. I had Moriarty, who was great. And then I loved the Topher Grace little bit there, because I like Topher Grace.
Well, yeah,
so
I thought Topher Grace did a really good job.
To have him in there. Like, and he wasn't in there a whole lot, but he was great when he was in there.
For the moments he was in there, it was, like, fun.
So where was the technology in this one?
It's Facebook. The whole thing is like the reason why he does what he does and why the death happens that happens is because everybody is addicted to social media. And that's what it was making the comment on, is social media devours like drugs.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I see that now. Yeah. This one was like really good, 'cause it was like super tense.
Well, right. You know? Yeah.
And it was just kind of, wow. Yeah. I thought it was interesting, like, the police in this one and their response to
I was right,
to
Brazil.
Everything. Was it? Okay.
Sao Paulo.
Oh, cool.
Yep. I thought it looked familiar. Not that I've ever been there, but yeah, so this one was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was doing it for a different reason than why he was doing it. And when he explains the story, I'm like, this makes more sense now of why everything that had been set up with him and the lady that he was having a relationship with.
Right.
And, you know, the death thing, the death help group and that. And I was like, by the end, I'm like, you have to get the password for that lady. And that was a payoff. But like, this one was just good because it was a more of a, like what they used to call in Star Trek, bottle episode.
Yeah.
Where it all stayed in one place, pretty much. I mean, like, you know, 90% of the episode is in the middle of a field.
In the backseat
of
a
car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was fun, and I like that guy that played, you know, Chris Gilhaney. His name's Andrew Scott. He played Moriarty on Sherlock, and he was really good on there, and he's really good on this.
And then
and I think he is going to, I don't know.
He's on Fleabag right now as well.
Oh, is he on Fleabag?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't watched that.
I watched some of that. That's kind of interesting.
I did not know he was in Victor Frankenstein.
Yeah, he was with James McAvoy there. But yeah, that was good casting. He's a good one. And then you had Damon Idris, not to be confused with Idris Elba.
Yeah, I've never seen him in anything.
Damson Idris. I said his name wrong. I apologize. He did a really good job. Like,
it's funny, he's in an episode of Twilight Zone too.
Is he? Yeah. Oh, the new one, the Jordan Peele. Yeah, he hasn't done like a ton of stuff, but like, you know, I definitely could see him breaking out and doing a lot more after these.
Well, sure.
So these episodes and all that fun stuff. Oh, he was in The Commuter with Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I didn't watch that one. I think it's on HBO or Netflix or something. It's on one of those, but
Taken on a Train.
Yeah,
Taken on a Train.
So, well, you know, you gotta He's got a very special set of skills, and that's to play one role.
I will find you, and I will kill you.
But
unless he is the chosen one.
Try to poison me in a room while I'm waiting to meet with you. But yeah, I think as far as like this season
goes, I am the
goes,
dark man. He is the chosen one, and I will find you.
Oh.
No one ever like
no
acknowledges
one remembers
like
Dark
the
Man.
Dark Man.
They
it's
forget
like
it.
God, man, that was such a good movie.
Those are on something right now, I think, on streaming.
Are they?
Yeah, I haven't watched those in forever.
Jeez.
I think as far as the episodes go, this one was just kind of like there.
This was the weakest of the three for the season.
Yeah,
I think.
And weak being a relative term because it was still.
I think that every episode of the season was really good.
Yep.
Like, but this was the weakest story wise. Yeah. The technology thing, obviously, not everybody's going to catch it. So, you know.
Now, to be fair, while I was watching that particular episode, I was rebuilding our website.
You should.
So,
again?
No, that was when I watched the show, I was doing it while I rebuilt the website.
These are not things that you should not be paying attention to.
Anyway, and then the last episode
Charlie
of the season,
Rooker is not very happy with you.
Charlie
right
Rooker's
now.
Mad. I'm sorry, yeah. Charlie Rooker.
That'll be curious to see if he does something with that, like with podcasting and stuff like that. That would be something interesting to see him do.
We'll gladly star in that episode for him.
I'll be on set, but I don't want to be in the episode.
No?
Nah. I want to meet a lot of cool British actors.
Yeah?
Could you, like, cast John Boyega in that episode? That would be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. John Boyega as you?
No. Well, hey, why not?
Then people will be in uproar. You're replacing Johnny with a black actor.
I'd be like, yes, please do. He's so much nicer to me.
True.
Very true.
True.
Very
true. All right. Okay, so episode three, the last episode, Rachel, Jack, and Ashley 2 was my favorite episode of the season.
Yeah, this was probably the best episode of this season.
And it's definitely in my top 4 or 5 of the series. I thought Miley killed it.
I was like, this is like a fictional biography episode because I'm like, man, this is very similar to what happened to her.
Well, actually, the singer Halsey, do you know who that is?
Yeah, I know who Halsey is.
She actually like talked about after seeing it, she was like shocked at seeing the resemblance to her actual life.
Okay.
Because like, you know, she wears the colorful wigs.
Well, sure, yeah, but
and, like,
yeah,
in her music video, you know, I mean, this was definitely a Miley Hannah Montana thing. As well.
Right.
But,
I don't think they intended on, you know, using Miley when they did
this. Well, they did actually. When they wrote it, they had her in mind. And when Netflix came to them and said, who do you want for it? They're like, well, we'd love to get Miley Cyrus.
Try to get Miley Cyrus.
And thinking that there's no way they would get Miley Cyrus because they wanted to get someone who's a pop star. And they asked Miley and she's a fan of the show, of the series. So, you know, lo and behold, you have Miley Cyrus as the star of your show. This one opens a whole bunch of questions about, you know, like who's in charge, what.
So in the trivia, it says the second news ticker, when the news ticker pops up of her being in a coma, reads narrative creator still missing. Satigamo shares jump on striking Vipers release. And museum owner's body found in smoking rooms.
Oh, you didn't see that?
I didn't pay that close of attention to the show. But
I did notice those just because I see a ticker and I read it.
That's Bandersnatch, Playtest, Striking Vipers, and Black Museum.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's all connected.
It's all in the same universe.
Yep. They got Trent Reznor's permission to do Head
to
Like
rewrite.
A Hole.
Yeah, rewrite
and,
Head Like a Hole.
Right Where It Belongs.
Because they're rewrites, right?
They
rewrote the songs.
Well, there's all different like lyrics and everything too, and they just kind of pop musicked up the beat. They released a video for the.
Have you watched the video?
I did watch the video
at the end when the mirror cracks.
No, there's that, but they released the full version of it on YouTube.
Oh really? So, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about at the end of that.
Oh
video,
yeah,
it cracks.
Yeah, yeah,
the screen cracks.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I think this was this. I mean, it's just really interesting. Like, Do you think her aunt had her parents killed?
No.
Or they just died. They died and she got real greedy.
She got stuck with. I really think they looked at what happened with Miley and Billy Ray. Like, Billy Ray was manipulative with Miley.
Was he?
See, and the whole Hannah Montana thing was like a manipulation at times.
So we never watched Hannah Montana. She missed that.
Well, she was too young. Yeah.
And, you know, and she was more iCarly age.
Well, those were both on around the same time.
I guess we watched that currently and just not Hannah Montana. But yeah, so I've never really known a whole lot about Miley Cyrus other than, you know, she was Hannah Montana and then she's a pop star. And, you know, she
went off the rails a little bit, not like Britney did, but, you know, she went off the rails just a little bit. I think she had more people who cared about her that, you know, made sure that she wasn't just their meal ticket.
Like, well,
right. Yeah. It's like, you know, and I think like her and Billy Ray get along fine, but I think at a point during that whole Hannah Montana run, because he was back in the limelight of being a celebrity again, it was, you know, pushing her to keep doing it. And then, you know, finally, I think she was done with that whole persona and that. So,
What was his song? Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know.
They you close out the episode with Achy Breaky Heart.
No.
I would find the lyrics. I'll sing it. We'll do it.
One, I don't think you will. Two, we can't afford the rights to the song. So,
you only have to do 2 seconds of it, right?
I don't even know what the fair use counts for as that goes, but
the fair use, if I read the song off of a screen,
I think that's different. But if you're like, you play singing like, it and
if you play it play what is it like, what do they call those, the karaoke CD version?
Oh, maybe, I don't know.
See,
but you could always just do the a cappella version without the accompaniment.
Yeah, the Achy Breaky Heart was like late 90s, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah. That was like, I think I was in high school or something.
Yeah, it would have been late 90s.
But yeah, so
he didn't even write the song.
He didn't?
No. I looked it up just now. It was somebody named Donald L. Von Tress.
Okay.
Who probably was a person who was a good country songwriter who wanted to be a singer and didn't have the voice for her.
Okay. Cool. What did you think?
It just had the line dancing thing is what made it popular.
Yeah. And then there was in this one, there was the Ashley Two doll.
Oh, the Ashley Two doll when they
was hilarious.
When they clean out the junk was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, because Miley just, like, her voice is very expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And that anyway. So it's like, you know, the emotion on the doll wasn't much, but her emoting with her voice as the doll was just great, because it was like, even when she was running as the program version, she was fun. Mm-hmm. But when they cleaned her out and, like, you know, it's just her and it's like, and then them arguing with each other,
right?
Ashley O and Ashley Two arguing with each other at certain points or telling the same directions. It's like, you know, I want to hear more about the story of the high school.
Yeah. Right.
So, you're not me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was, oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you. Okay. It was fun. And watching the two sisters, you know,
right.
The one who was way too old to have an Ashley Two doll and be as into a pop star as she was.
That was the girl from The Nice Guys, the one that played Ryan Gosling's daughter.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. I was like,
that's Shane West, right? Or Shane Black.
Yeah, that movie.
Who directed.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
She plays Betty in the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, okay.
She's Betty Brant.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I was like, man, she looks familiar. And then I was like, you know, I'm looking up these people as I'm watching the show, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's her. Because Nice Guys was 4 or 5 years ago at this point.
Yeah, at least.
It was fun to see that these two girls, like, really loved each other, but, like, because of their mom dying, they didn't know how to act around each other, because the one was kind of taking the mother role but wasn't, and dad was just
there.
There, yeah. Is that the way dads go, I guess, when moms die? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, they've done it in, like, stuff throughout the years and that. So it's like, okay. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, because it was that way in Bandersnatch.
Beautiful Girls.
Yeah.
Is what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, that's that dad's, like, really, like, far gone at that point. That, no, it was a fun thing, and I like at the end that it went from, you know, and the younger sister, of course, is still a fan of Ashley O, so she was happy to be there and watch her performing, but that the other sister who hated Ashley O was on stage
with
her.
Hated the music. She didn't necessarily hate Ashley.
She hated that version of Ashley O.
And now they're the alternative rock version.
Yeah.
Which was
when the little girl showed up there and, like, you know, they're like, what's going on here?
And Ashley, too, was there.
Man,
still.
That place looked like Flynn's, like, from the outside.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, okay,
all right, you're at Flynn's. The one thing I thought was kind of cool was when the guy came in and was gonna, like, re-inject her with the serum.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then Jack,
like, the knockout
Jack just takes and, like, gets him with it, and it's like, wow, you straight up, like, essentially murdered that dude.
Well, she knocked him out. Yeah, he was gonna be in a coma for a little while.
I think it was, like, the whole idea was, like, she wasn't going to wake up. He wasn't going to wake up from it.
Well, so I don't know, like, the dosage and all that. I didn't get that technical, but,
yeah,
you know, I just thought it was a fun story. And I'm like, man, this is kind of like a fictionalized version of Miley Cyrus's story.
Yep. And then the holographic,
like, taken to
version.
The extreme.
Right. Because there's the holographic version of her that, like,
oh, that thing was cool.
Giant. Yeah. And, like, you know, it kind of had.
I'm like. That idea actually is not a bad idea for a concert. Like,
well,
the,
so they've done stuff like that.
Well, they've done, like,
the
Michael
Tupac
Jackson thing and Tupac and that. But so. I'm like, you know, to actually have somebody in a bodysuit who knows all the dance moves and does it, I'm like, why wouldn't you do that? That would be kind of cool. Like, still have the real performer on stage, but have a giant holographic version.
So everyone can see.
So everyone can see.
Yeah.
I like that she was like, so they put down their damn phones. And I'm like, yeah. You see that a lot at concerts.
Yep.
So.
But, yeah.
Yeah, this was my favorite. This was probably, like, the most entertaining one of them. But I loved all of them. I thought they were all really well done.
They were. They were all really well done.
At some point, I need to go back and just watch every single one of these. But they're kind of depressing, too.
Some of them, yes.
All of them are kind of depressing. I mean, they're Twilight Zone episodes, but it's technology instead of, like, you know, scare the crap out of you. It still scares the crap out of you, but
just in a different way.
In a different way.
Like the one where the dude wears the VR and he keeps, like, burning him out.
Yeah.
Or he keeps burning people out. And, like, you know, he lasted the longest at, like, 0.6 1,000th of a second or whatever.
Yeah. Well, even, like, Black Museum's, like, the one that stands out as being super dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Very dark.
So. You know,
cool.
So, are they working on season 6? I assume.
I would assume they are, just because, you know, it does well. But we can check.
I'm gonna. There's a book out that's, like, called Inside Black Mirror, and I guess it's, you know, everything about every episode that's been produced up to the 4th season.
Okay.
So I want to pick that up just because I'm very curious to see what Charlie Brooker has to say. Because you don't see him being interviewed a lot or anything.
No, like I said, he's done The Watch a couple times. That's how I heard him and Annabelle. And,
right.
Yeah, they were a fun little interview to listen to.
The dude's probably scary.
He's not. I mean, he's just a normal-looking guy.
That's what all, you know, Ted Bundy was a normal-looking guy.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. Let's see, Black Mirror 5 just released.
They're just talking about Black Mirror 5 at this point.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about season 6 yet or anything. But I can't imagine they wouldn't. That would be kind of silly. Because it does such a good job. And, you know, they typically tell you when it's being released, when they put up the new season.
Right.
That's kind of their way with Black Mirror. So, yeah.
The Game of Thrones prequel is officially underway. Filming has begun on the untitled follow-up, and it's happening in a familiar location. I wonder where that is.
King's Landing? Winterfell?
Ireland.
Oh, yeah, Belfast probably. Yeah. So, all right.
Ireland.
So, Where does this as a season rank for you? I know it's only three episodes.
I'd give it like a 9.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
If Bandersnatch is included, then it's an 8. I didn't like Bandersnatch as much as I thought I would, just because it got morbidly dark. Like, you shouldn't ask me to kill the father, like, as a choose-your-own-adventure choice.
You shouldn't ask me to kill him.
The jumping off the balcony thing, I'm like, yeah. You know, okay, like, you know, that's just a test of metal. You know that the person's going to wake up again, you know, Groundhog Day style. Right. But the killing of the father thing was like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Did you get the action sequence? Like, there's literally a ninja fight in the doctor's office. With the doctor, like, oh, God, it's hilarious.
I got to go back and find
that. So the doctor pulls out nunchucks from behind one of her desk and literally, like, Stefan punches her in the face. And then his dad comes in and tries to kick his ass, too. And I'm like, what did I just do?
I'm going to have to find that.
Yeah, it's weird. They said it's got, like, if you watched all of it, it'd be, like, 5 hours and something worth. Of material, but like running time's 1.5 hours. Mine went, I want to say, 1:40.
Okay.
Because of, I kept messing around with it.
I kept messing around.
Plus, I killed him. Yeah. And, you know,
I kept messing around at the end when it was like the future.
Yeah.
And it was Colin's daughter, Pearl, who was trying to complete the game.
I didn't even get that.
Oh, you didn't get that?
I didn't get that. Yeah. I literally ended up with Stefan in prison at the end of mine.
Okay.
And that's it.
It
literally, like, I let it play through the credits because I was like, maybe there's a choose your own adventure in the credits, but there wasn't.
Yeah,
I was hoping for Cannonball Run.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, Cannonball Run credits sequence or something. Somebody should do that.
They should. Cool.
And it wouldn't be weird if Black Mirror did like a Cannonball Run sequence.
Oh, if they did like a Cannonball Run episode
where they just had everybody from everything. Yeah, like, yeah.
So. Running for, like, the portal to escape the Black Mirror. Ah, that's the series finale right there.
Nice.
So, you have...
And they end up in Westeros.
You have... they end up in Westworld.
Ooh. Nah, and HBO and Netflix aren't working together. No. So.
But, all right.
They'll end up in the Magic Kingdom when Disney buys Netflix.
What are we doing next week? We have guests. We
might have
guests.
A visitor.
Yeah. So...
We should have a visitor.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll have a visitor. Hopefully you won't be all Joe Fest out.
Yeah. If you listen to the show regularly, you should know who that is. Or it's one of four people.
One of four?
Yeah.
Who else goes to Joe Fest?
Well, I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
All right. Anything else to add?
I was going to say, we've never had anybody from Toy Department on here. Except for the person who...
Anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right. Cool.
He's invited to. I invited him to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He probably won't be able to.
No.
Because it's during work hours.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Awesome.
Got to make the money.
Yeah, he's got a new responsibility on the way.
Well, okay. Gotta the make second those, toy department store?
Got to make them Benjamins. All right, cool.
I'm joking about the second toy department store. If anybody listens, it's in Cincinnati. That's just a joke. I don't know anything.
They don't sponsor us, but they should. You spend enough money.
Go
there.
Talk to them.
You're the one who's friends with them.
That means I don't get involved with friendship and business.
Anyway. All right.
I spend money there. That doesn't mean they're going to sponsor a podcast because I spend money there.
Nah, no, I'm kidding.
Plus, that would be like a conflict of interest because one of them does a podcast. James does a podcast.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So, all right. Cool. Yeah. Well, on that note, go watch Black Mirror.
Go watch whatever you want to watch.
Yeah, watch
if you
whatever
wanna
you want
to watch a Bollywood movie.
Yeah,
watch a
Bollywood movie. Watch Always Be My Maybe, which I hear is very funny.
I heard Keanu's that. Very funny. I haven't heard that the movie's funny, but I heard Keanu's funny.
Dude, Keanu's just blowing up. He had a huge week a couple weeks ago with that and the whole E3 thing and me rewatching the Matrix movies.
Him being in Toy Story 4.
Oh, yeah. Duke Kaboom.
Yep.
So, which comes out this week.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So
I haven't seen Aladdin yet.
If you're listening to it, it's already out. If you're listening to us now. So, all right.
The Matrix.
Cool.
Is here.
On that note, you know, take whichever pill takes you to the real world.
Take whatever pills you want.
And
just cool. Don't hurt anybody in the process.
Yeah. Don't kill your dad and cut him up.
No. No. That's just too much.
Any last words?
That's too much work.
That is that's a lot of work. With a handsaw, no less. It wasn't like
see,
he had
come
a chainsaw.
On, that's BS. That kid, like, that kid does not go and get a handsaw and start cutting up somebody because he wouldn't have the balls to do it.
The whole time he's doing it, he's like...
Well, was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, then he should have just buried him.
But then the dog finds him and he gets busted faster than intended.
Well, mine, he made the mistake of calling the doctor's office and accusing them of being a part of a conspiracy and it just killed my dad.
Is that when you had to dial the phone number?
I don't remember.
Because there was a point where he had to dial the phone number and my remote wasn't working right.
Oh.
Like, so, like, I knew the number. I just couldn't get it in fast
enough.
Maybe
that was it, yeah.
So,
anyway. I don't know.
All right.
The number they gave you more time. That's what it was.
The, but the remote wasn't like, because the dog got a hold of the remote.
Okay.
So it doesn't work quite as well because there's a big scratch down the middle of the RFID.
You know that you're supposed to put those things up when you have a dog. Right?
It was
you
up.
Had a kid who was a baby.
It was up on,
it don't matter.
On a shelf where I didn't think,
that dog
we didn't
is
think
tall.
She'd get it. Yeah. Well, it was when she was a puppy. She did it.
She's
now
still, she was tall as a puppy.
She doesn't mess with that stuff now anyway. But
she get an electric shock?
No. I thought about doing that shock collar thing, but then I just couldn't bring myself to do it. It's too mean.
I would have fun with that.
So,
not sawing up people, but I would put a shock collar on somebody and just see what would happen. Yep.
That'd be a good movie.
Well, that happens in that episode with the rat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes, it does.
Yeah. And the Ashley 2 episode.
Yep.
I hope he turned the voltage down.
Yeah.
That was the white bear in that episode. The bodyguard was named Bear and he was white. He was the white bear in that episode.
Okay.
I thought that was funny.
That is funny. Cool. All right. Well, on that note, we'll be back next week. Any last words?
Nope.
All right. Later.
Later.
The InFest podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.